joined now at the start of the Viewpoint segment by a special guest from the White House, Special Assistant to President Bush, Deputy Director for Communications at the White House. Susie DeFrancis is with us on Hot Talk to talk about the President's speech last night. Susie, how are you?
Great, and good to be with you.
Good to be with you. I thought the President did a great job last night. It was a wonderful speech. It was not, however, on the major cable news networks, not necessarily on the major network outlets. So if you didn't have cable, you didn't get it. Was that just a decision that the White House decided to let individual networks decide on their own, Susie?
Scott, I think the President believes that there are moments in the nation where he needs to, go to the people and speak, through the networks. And so he tries to reserve those for the very times that, if we're going to war, if there's, State of the Union, other things like this. This was an important speech, he felt, and we would have hoped that the networks would have covered it. But at the same time, I think it's getting very good coverage on the cables and people like you on radio talk shows talking about it. And, of course, the papers today covered it very well. I mean, they covered the fact that he does have a plan, that it's a plan for the future of Iraq. It has five essential steps to get us to a more secure and self-governing Iraq. And, that's in everybody's interest, Scott. No matter how people feel about the war, no matter how some of our allies, France and Germany and people like that felt about the war, everyone agrees that the goal of a more secure and self-governing Iraq is essential. Because if we lose in Iraq, then the terrorists win, and they win a major battle in the war on terrorism, and we can't let that happen. So that's what the President, he also talked last night about the stakes involved here.
So the purpose of the speech last night was essentially to take current events in Iraq and get it into the context, I guess, of the war on terror, right?
Well, the President has said that all along. He has said for some time that Iraq was the central front in the war on terror. I mean, the terrorists know if they can defeat us there, then they have won, as I said, a major battle in the war on terror. And the President has said, we'd rather be fighting them over there than fighting them here in our own cities and towns. So we have to win in Iraq. We have to create conditions where it can be secure and self-governing. And if we do that, then Iraq will be a deterrent to terrorism and not a hotbed of it. Because, as the President said, you look around the globe, democracies don't breed terrorism. Tyrants and regimes like used to be in Iraq with Saddam Hussein, that's what breeds terrorism.
Michael Barone wrote in a piece this week, a column, I guess, that today's press works to put the worst possible face on the war. Do you agree with that?
It's very tough, obviously, particularly because of the nature of news. They like, bad news is controversial, no doubt about it. It's very tough to get across the stories of all the progress that has been made in Iraq. We constantly talk to soldiers who come back from Iraq, and one of the things they say is that the images they see on TV are not what they saw every day in Iraq, because they were participating in the rebuilding and in the securing of Iraq in ways that we don't see a lot of on TV. Nonetheless, we have a free press. We support that free press, and we need to work to get our message across, and that's why the President gave this speech last night, and he made it very specific, talking about these five steps to self-government in Iraq, which include, first of all, letting the Iraqis take over the reins of government, which they're going to do on June 30th, because that's when the coalition provisional authority that Jerry Bremer has run, they will disband. Jerry Bremer will fly back to the United States, and the Iraqis will be in control of their own government. We'll have an ambassador there, Negroponte, and a large embassy there, and of course our troops will remain to support this Iraqi government in securing their country and letting them move towards the election of their leaders and a more stable and also help them build up their economy, which American taxpayer dollars are helping to do.
Number two is help establish the stability and security in Iraq.
That's right.
That obviously you can't have democracy without that.
And that's critical. And clearly we have work to do there. I mean, as the President talked about, the Iraqi security forces need to be built up, but they haven't always performed well. In Fallujah, candidly, they refused orders to fight at times. So we think with the change, though, of Iraqi military reporting to an Iraqi chain of command, and then they're fighting for their country. They're not fighting for the Americans. So that's going to be an important shift, and also we're going to be using some of our great military, like General Petraeus, who was so successful in Iraq, and others are going to go back there. They're going to train these Iraqi security forces and army so that they will fight far better than they ever fought under Saddam Hussein.
Third step of the five-step plan is to continue rebuilding Iraq's infrastructure. This is the great untold story. I was so glad the president highlighted some of these things last night, because these are the things that, you know, while the media is obsessing over the prison abuse scandal, giving it 10 times more coverage than a beheading of an innocent American, right under their noses in Iraq is incredible progress. When you look at the fact that the coalition has helped to refurbish more than 2,200 schools, 240 hospitals, 1,200 health clinics, bridges, electrical grid, communications, oil production, a new currency. I mean, you've got an economy that is starting to take shape in Iraq, stores opening and commerce happening, right? You know, and quite honestly, we say, well, yeah, Scott, that happens every day in the United States of America. It didn't happen in Iraq until Saddam was gone, and it's happened because of us. So.
Absolutely, Scott. And I think to put that in context, you have to consider the terrible condition that most of the infrastructure had fallen into under Saddam Hussein. Because Saddam Hussein, the money went to build his palaces, you know, and it went for his, you know, his good. Now the money that the Iraqis are gaining, and also with the help of U.S. tax dollars, are going to really build up the infrastructure and the economy so the people of Iraq can benefit. One of the points that everybody made, you know, when we went over there, was what's going to happen to the oil of Iraq. Well, now the oil of Iraq, which is beginning to come back, they are beginning to produce oil again and receiving revenues from that. That revenue, again, is not going to go into building palaces while the people are starving. It's going to go back to the Iraqi people, and that will help them get their feet on the ground. And it's been U.S. troops and U.S. civilians and U.S. contractors working over there to get them back on their feet that's made all the difference. But let me point out one other thing, Scott. You know, we often hear that this is not an international effort. And yet you talk to people who go over to Baghdad, and every day moving around Baghdad or Iraq, they're running into people from other countries who are over there to help. There's 32 members of our coalition. There's 17 members of NATO. So we want to also, this is the fourth point, enlarge that international presence in Iraq, which is already considerable, but enlarge it more. And actually, with the Iraqis taking over self-government, we think that will happen, because there may be some nations that aren't too keen about, you know, helping Americans, okay? But they're willing to come over there and help the Iraqi people. That's good. That's fine with us. Let's get more of the world involved in making Iraq stable, because, as I said, no matter how you felt about the Iraq war, you know that it's important for a stable Iraq in the heart of the Middle East to deter terrorism.
Fifth point was working for free national elections by January 2005. President also did a nice job of laying out the schedule for that as well. Yet, I'm looking at a headline on a story. It's an Associated Press story, but it's in today's Fargo Forum. More troops may be sent. Now, how you'd watch that speech and come away as that is the headline, I have no idea. In fact, the president, I mean, basically said, look, if they ask for them, I'll give them more. But, you know, we'd originally planned to have about 115. Now we've upped that to 138 because of the situation on the ground. But I don't think the headline of the speech was more troops may be sent. Do you, Susie?
Absolutely not. But we should note that the president listens to his generals on the ground. If they want more troops, they'll get more troops from the commander-in-chief. There's no question about that.
This is just my point of what you're up against, which is why I love it when the president speaks, because it comes without that filter, at least for those that are watching. How I've understood that some plan is in the works for him to speak more often, specifically about different strategies in Iraq. Is this going to be sort of a series of speeches, Susie? Or?
Yes, it's going to be a series of speeches, and maybe not just speeches, but other types of forums at which the president is directly communicating with the American people about what's going on in Iraq, what the situation is, what steps we're taking, you know, what's the future looking like in Iraq? Because we understand, as the president said last night, that when people see the images of the car bombs and, you know, of course, all of this prison images, it can appear chaotic. And obviously, there is violence in Iraq, but there is a plan to make it better. There is progress being made on that front. And this new transition to the Iraqi government will be more progress. It won't be an end to violence, as you started out saying at the top of the hour, and it won't be an end of U.S. troops there, but it will be a new beginning for the Iraqi people who have never in 30 years known democracy.
All right, final question. Next speech will come when on Iraq?
Next speech, I think we're looking at next week. Haven't totally determined this, but he will give his commencement speech at the Air Force Academy, and that will be a time when he may address this.
Sounds great. Susie, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it. Nice chatting with you.
Thank you, Scott.
Special Assistant to President Bush, Deputy Director for Communications at the White House, Susie.